Welcome to People Helping People, the podcast for social entrepreneurs who want to build a social impact business and increase their sustainability footprint. I'm your host, Adam Morris, and I'm so excited to have on my friend Anitra today. We met last summer when she was visiting Columbus from Vietnam. We're going to dive into this whole story and share her experience with social entrepreneurship. So, Annie, welcome on the podcast.
Hi, Adam. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. This has been a long time coming. Before we begin, can you share your full name in Vietnamese?
My full name in Vietnamese is Trần Diệu Anh. Yeah, it's not easy for pronunciation for Western people.
Great. And let's start with your trip to Ohio and how we met.
Yeah, my journey to Columbus is from a question seen 10 years ago. After graduated from the university, I bring the question in my mind that what's the model of the social intervention to narrow the gap and empower vulnerable communities? Because I prefer to be doers and practitioners rather than listeners only. So after 2 years working for a resource office, I start to support in a non-government organization in Vietnam and start my own social enterprise.
What did that look like?
I start my first social enterprise, which share the body-loving and nature-friendly cleaning solution for urban life. Time flies after a time of operating that social enterprise, I realized that there are many social entrepreneurs who are women and youth facing too many challenges. I asked myself how we could open more doors and how we can create more solutions to promote the movement of social entrepreneurship in Vietnam. In 2019, my professional path has formed to be a facilitator and be the coach in this field. And I have been expanding into the coaching and mentoring programs for women and youth in Southeast Asia. I wish to be a companion of ethnic minority groups, women and youth who are vibrant, compassionate, and growing, but they are lacking consultation from sustainable financing, control, and social impact measure ability. I try to support them with this journey to be social entrepreneurs as the journey I have experienced.
What are some examples of what they look like?
For example, one woman from the North area, and she is an ethnic minority people, belongs to ethnic minority group in Vietnam. She has compassion in farming, and she also realized that good education can support for children in mountain area. But there are many, many difficulties for her to learn about financial, learn about the business model, and learn the good way to operate her own business. So when I working for a program that provides training course for ethnic minority people, it's focusing on women group, I also learn from them, and I could share to her that my experience in build my own business, how to market the products, how to share the story of the branding, and how to deal with the problems of a human resource. So that is a very typical example to support for the micro influencers in local communities. In the end of 2021, I applied for a program named Young Southeast Asia Leadership Initiative Professional Fellow Program, the program founded by Obama. And then I got sponsor and support from U.S. Department of State to travel and be connected with an organization as a valuable exchange in my career path.
So I didn't realize it existed until you came over. And it's amazing because it brings leaders from all over Southeast Asia to different cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
And there's like different groups, right? They have different focuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what focus did your group have?
There are four teams in that program. And my team is economic empowerment. So the fellows in our team, they are maybe working for the incubation program. They're working as a supporter for social entrepreneurs, or they are social entrepreneurs.
And so you got connected with Emily at Give Back Hack and found your way to Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, it's my luckiness to be a fellow at Give Back Hack in Columbus. And with support from Emily and network of many organizations and social entrepreneurs in Ohio, I learned meaningful and eye-opening experience. It's a surprising chance in my journey. In Vietnam, I am a founder of an incubation program support for young people to develop their own social innovation in the early stage. Within that program, also the host of podcast series. 2 years ago, when I started, I researched on Google and many podcast series about this subject to get the reference source to learn. And I found people helping people.
That's so cool. I love that these things ripple out and we were able to connect down the road.
Yeah, I was so impressed because of both quantity and quality. And I've been admire the passion and the consistent investment you contribute for this channel.
Thank you. And hopefully it's reaching people all around the world in corners I haven't even thought of.
So yeah, to all audience are listening this podcast, I would like to say that I couldn't believe I can meet in the real life the American host whom I found in the Google. And that's the one live far away in a distance of a half of the earth.
Yeah, and through a program that just magically placed you in Columbus. Yeah. So I love it.
And then one thing, I can't count how much inspiration you said to me. It's not only from the work, but also from the still enthusiasm for social entrepreneurship activity in Ohio I've observed from your side.
Yeah, and I'm curious. So you spent a month here. And you got to see a bunch of different organizations. You were involved in Give Back Hack, so you saw the whole event of people coming together and pitching ideas and launching new social enterprises. What were some things that you noticed about social entrepreneurship in Columbus that were different from Vietnam?
I was very impressed with the spirit of social entrepreneurship from Columbus, and I learned from their collaborative impactful power and compassion. From my experience in observation and listening in many meetings and activities with the Give Back Hack communities in Columbus, all of that awakened me about the motivation insights of social entrepreneurship. That's not based on any outside force. Oh, sorry. I need to pause a bit because the children in the village coming.
I love this village. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. My house is like the community house, and children, when they of their school, they often come here.
Oh, neat. And you're in a national park, correct?
Yeah. The house made from bamboo.
Oh, wow. Everything is so green.
Yeah.
And you're near the water too, right? There's a river nearby.
Yes. In the front of the house, there is a river.
I loved when you were here in Columbus and we started talking about meditation. And you were like, I have people over and we read this reading from Service Space. When you have you sit at your house?
Yes. I don't run like a awakening circle in my house. Last 2 years, when I spent all my time in this house, some friends from other villages come and we share together.
How did you discover that?
one of my friends, she travel a lot and she used to work in US. And I don't know how she know about service pay, but she's a friend of Nippon. And then after some time, she joined service pay. She bring that model to Vietnam. And she said that philosophy in her network. And then I met one from that network and was asked to join a circle. And after experience that, I start to ask more. And by time, last 2 years when I start the training program about social entrepreneurship, I'm thinking about the compassion. And I asked that sister to share about the compassion in the values from service pay. And she also applied the entrepreneurship in the philosophy of that organization. And she would love to share about how she realized the compassion in social entrepreneurs experience the movement to marketing the products of social enterprise is that from the root cause of compassion.
I love that whole approach. I met Nippon probably in 2006 a couple of times in London when I lived over there. I always just love that approach of leading with compassion and connecting with people in a way of, hey, it's about what you're giving and about really showing up and building those connections, as opposed to trying to get something for the world or just go out there to make money or something that is more materialistic. So I love being able to bring that philosophy into what I do as well. It's neat that that discovery came to you as well. Coming back to social entrepreneurship a bit, I'd love to hear just a little bit, one, like your reflection on social entrepreneurship in Columbus, but also what are some new things about social entrepreneurship in Vietnam that you do really well there?
At first, I think I should share about a bit context of social entrepreneurship in Vietnam first. It's very different to the ecosystem in US. Why there are two main types in US for profit business and non-profit organization. Social enterprise just a term that companies can save. But in Vietnam, social enterprise is recognized legally in enterprise law. In comparison with many countries in the world, Vietnamese government don't provide any offer or tax benefits for social enterprise. I would like to share in the factor of funding and cash flows. In Vietnam, non-profit organizations are able to get donation, grant, support from legal sources. Business only to get investment from investor. Of course, both require operational cash flow and tax report to the government. However, social enterprise is a kind of organization can be able to raise funds from both investors and grant from donors. That is a kind of open door for the one who would like to sustain in financial way and also get support from other. So government encourage a new movement of social enterprise in public communication and international partnership.
So if you're a social enterprise in Vietnam, like legally, you can get money both from grants and from investors. That's really neat. I like that.
And when we compare with other countries, some people said that it seemed not too much the support from government. However, from the overview picture, I realized that when we start this movement, I think it's the good encouragement from the government for one who would like to register to be social enterprise. Very simple. Business just prepares a similar document for normal enterprise in establishment and just add one more commitment of the social responsibilities. Just state about what social impacts they would like to devote for. And regulation from enterprise law require social enterprise reinvest at least 51% of profits for social mission.
Neat. So legally, you have to take 51% of your profits as a social enterprise and reinvest that.
Yeah.
Neat. Oh, that's really cool. So it's actually laid down. I always think that's a really great guideline for a social enterprise.
So far, there's a new movement in Vietnam is that many nonprofit organization or civic society organization, they are transforming to be social enterprise because they would like to self-sustain by financial profits and incomes through business activities. But they would like to continue the support from grant.
Do you have some big examples of social enterprises in Vietnam?
Yeah, there are many social enterprises in Vietnam right now. One example I can share is with the mission is to share the playful spirit to own people, and they are working with autism children and vulnerable disability children, and they really appreciate and they are really the work at from autism and disability children. So they convert on the art products of autism to the real products such as the laptop case, t-shirts, clothes, and decorating items. And they provide that products for the people as the kind of special artwork with reasonable price. And then the profits from that social enterprise not only support for autism, in support for the income of autism and children in disability and their family, but also they build many class and learning environment for children in disability to develop their own capacity, their own talents. So at the same time, they gain profits from the customer and they support for the artwork, for the spirit, for the talents of autism and children in disability.
Neat. I love that. I think that's so cool when you have a model that is taking somebody who has barriers in education. Quite often people who have autism just struggle in the school environment, but also struggle in a working environment because they have a different way of processing what's going on. So when they have a company that can support them in that and help them realize their potential, then they can really grow and thrive, which is so exciting. So I love that example. Thanks.
Yeah, come back to the question, how to compare the context, how to compare the characteristic of social enterprise in Vietnam with the one in US, because I keep in mind the question, what is the force for social enterprise in each country? In my country, many people looking for the beneficiary, for benefits, the support from outside, and they often looking for like tax reduction or something like that in compared with other countries such as UK. So I also bring that mindset to US. But I was surprising that in US there is no support in the tax, in the term of regulation for social enterprise. And yeah, companies can't save by themselves what they do for social good, and then they keep the social missions and benefits through the commercial means, right?
Yeah. It's crazy that in the US, there's no protection for social enterprises. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but state by state, there's different laws about what somebody can do. In Ohio, there's no law that says a for-profit business can be a social enterprise. So if you are a for-profit company and you are a public company, meaning that you have stock that's traded, you can't put your social mission ahead of your financial obligations, right? So your shareholders can sue you for not maximizing your profit if you're a social enterprise and you're saying, hey, I'm not going to make more money, I'm going to make more impact. Which is really crazy. It seems to me that if you want to be a social enterprise, you should have that protection. Mm. You should have that government support. Mm. So US is behind in that regard, I think.
But actually, so I gained another perspective from that issues. When I start to work with, I bring that question and discuss with Emily. And again, from her acknowledgement that she says that people do not expect benefits or support from outside. People in Ohio doing social enterprise. And actually, the motivation inside is not based from any outside force, not based from any pushing forward from government or someone outside their own business. And from my experience with many business there, with you, with Open Door Art Studio, Rela, Portion Project, yep. Freedom a la carte, a lot of social enterprise, I learned that you are looking for sharing your own story rather than the recognition from other. You are doing for social good because of the mission. Columbus social entrepreneurs I met committed strongly for the social good, and they dedicated with the heart, head and hand for that, not because of the pushing or force from outside.
I love the social enterprises in town where they started not because they wanted to build a business, but because they were trying to solve something in their community.
Yeah.
And like Jonathan over at Franklinton Cycle Works was like this. Like, he started just helping people in the community repair their bikes, and it turned into this kind of pseudo bike shop where people could bring in their bikes, repair it. And then he grew because there was just so much demand for people to do that.
Sure.
And so a lot of social enterprises are like that, where it's like people care and they're connecting with other people in their community, and something just grows naturally out of it. So I love those solutions where it's not about, I want to start a business and make lots of money. It's more like, I want to lift up the quality of life around me, and something organically grows from that.
It's slowly the journey to moving forward with that motivation, with that passion. My slow but very strong and very sure to be support for the communities, and will gain more acknowledgement from the community. So that's my first learning from Columbus community. I learned a lot about the compassion, about the motivation of social entrepreneurs there. People keep the compassion in the heart and try to rely that into the real activities to support for the communities in very small action. And when we stand in overview picture, I can see all small action in local can create the whole picture, like the powerful impacts for the communities.
And I think that's a very powerful point that quite often the actions that you take in your local community ripple out into the world in so many different ways. And that's how we create change and make a better world.
Mm. The second lesson I learned from there is about the collaboration. In some weeks working at GiveBackHack, I have chance to look back their impacts on alumni for 7 years. And I also done a research about the business model of GiveBackHack in events, as well as the tailor-made training service of GiveBackHack from community there. And one of my most special impressions is that the biggest GiveBackHack event of every year are always run by contribution of volunteerism from organizers and mentors. That is impossible in other countries, and I think it might not exist in other states in U.S.
That's a good question. In the U.S., there's a lot of community organizations and people that just volunteer, but that's a U.S. thing, I think.
Oh, in our countries, that is impossible, because for the big event, we also get the support from some volunteers, but the key human resource and key to organize a big event on where you need to pay for the cash flow. And another thing I also learned from Giveback Hacks is that they always willing to provide the sharing, the consultation for social innovators. And also, it's make like a same pattern with the thing they learn from other and they contribute to other. With the passion to support for the community, people in there willing to work together and support for each other to dedicate what they nurtures persistently for years. And the meaningful contribution are foundation to encourage people to get involved in the mainstream.
I love that. And I never really thought about it, but that's the philosophy of service space, right? Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. the idea that, hey, you just focus on giving and contributing to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And as their cup fills up, then they'll start giving as well. And it brings so many people in and it energizes us when we're not trying to get something from the world, but we're just showing up to share what we have with others.
Yeah, that organizations, that individual not only make a powerful impact on their own mission, but also inspire community go beyond their responsibility.
Now, bringing it back to you, what's your vision for how social enterprise should develop in Vietnam?
Oh, that's an ambitious question.
I like a big question.
Yeah.
Very ambitious.
Looking in the macro picture, I think there are many difficulties in our developing economy that are challenging, that not only for social enterprise, but for all kind of startups. There are still some barriers in our investment market. We are in the shortest of impact investors and philanthropists and foundations who prioritize for social impacts rather than cash profits. And also the quantities of organizations which are supposed for social enterprise in our ecosystem, not abundant and diverse as the ecosystem in US and in Ohio. I hope that no longer the movement of the impact investment come to Vietnam soon, and there will be more partnerships among nations. So that is the thing in macro view. From my perspective, I have to say that I should keep the journey in the humble way to support for individuals with the powerful impact, rather than do something too big. How I can say, I would like to appreciate the journey to be the companion for social entrepreneurs. And my ambition is working as an independent consultant, working with organizations who would like, I wish, lift up the ecosystem of social entrepreneurships in our area. The thing looking for based on four components. The first one is the leadership development. And the leadership should be like the leadership of changing, because the situation and transformation of the world now is very unpredicted. I would like to be strengthened the competencies in the community action, leadership and management in the changing way. The second key philosophy is the thing I would like to is the thing that I call global action from the local reflection on practical orientation and approach should get reflection from the local community. And when we start the solution, we can separate it. We can spread it in an action plan for the people around the world and encourage people join with the action plans together.
to really work with your local community and involve them in making decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the third thing, thinking about the networking and engagement, I suppose that the community service should to engage a community from outside and get the valuable benefits from each other. When we across the different communities together, we can learn from the different things and we can realize the key values in each area. Easy to strengthen the network and empower for each other in the partnership together.
Love that.
And finally, that this thing quite very ambitious for me. Econ is a continuous growth. I mean, when we design for an action plan or any solution to address the challenge in communities, we should pursue it consistently and do it in the long term, even every year or every period of time, we just gain a little bit impact. But when we do it for a long journey, we can contribute along the way the development of communities.
I always think one of the best things I'm always doing is working on myself, but applying that to an organization and just have an organization continue to work on itself and develop over time is how it will grow. I love it. This has been fantastic. I've enjoyed talking to you so much. And we covered a lot just from your own journey, starting your enterprise and then getting involved and helping other women, social entrepreneurs. And then that experience of coming to Columbus and just seeing how things are different on both sides between Vietnam and Columbus, Ohio, and being able to compare those. So it's been so much fun.
Yeah, but I'm not the perfect person, and I still sometimes stop. I feel like, oh my God, the thing I can do just a little bit, and my capacity to make it stronger, make impacts from my work to be bigger in communities is not easy.
I think you're going to look back at some point and you're going to be really impressed at everything that you've accomplished and all the connections that you've built. This is really cool. And I can't wait to come visit you in Vietnam, so we have to figure that out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you too. If you've been listening, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, audience, for very patient to listen my story.
Love it. It's a great story to share.